T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Decatur on Ponce de Leon. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Gordon, of course, out here with us, and Dylan is behind the glass, back at the station, playing all the Halloween hits for us today. The crew out here, Ron and his buddy, has just brought us these new pretzels infused with hazelnut.
I'm embarrassed.
There is chocolate dripped across them with powdered sugar as well. And Mike, you tried it during the break. We need your review.
The chocolate breath. Dude, I'm not even joking with y'all. That was a 10 out of 10.
Well, you don't have to tell me that you're not joking. I could tell because you went offensive lineman on that thing.
Yeah. That was the definition of inhaling some food.
That, first off, that's a man's pretzel.
That was
okay. That would have taken me 10 minutes to eat.
I'm not even trying to be ridiculous. That was unbelievable. Y'all should definitely dip your toe in that water.
Well, here's the deal. People are going to think I'm making fun of you because I'm 5'8 and you're 6'6". But the reality is you ate that pretzel so fast that – or what is it called?
It's a pretzel.
You ate it so fast that it would have taken me 10 minutes.
You were like, what did it look like?
Yeah.
I didn't even see it. It was gone.
Is there any left over? Can I get a bite?
I had no designs on eating the whole thing, but I couldn't stop.
They're changing lives in here in Publix right now.
That's crazy.
That's all I'm telling
you. That was so good.
I needed to get some research done on the pretzel. What does the BR stand for? And the is it bread, pretzel, pretzel?
I'm sure that's what it is.
It says it right there. That's a whole sheet on
it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But there's this ain't hazelnut infused.
It's infused with hazelnut. Right. It's got chocolate across the top,
highly
powdered
recommend.
Sugar.
There you go.
Y'all get on that, man. That was unbelievable. I'm actually nervous.
I think I'm going to get them large tray to go and just hand them out for Halloween tonight.
That would be delicious.
You'd be the hit in the neighborhood.
Eat it yourself before the trick or treat.
That and Almond Joy.
I saw someone bragging on our Facebook page. Make sure you come by our house to get the full size candy bars before they're all gone.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm gonna take a picture of those. But make sure you get to my house before all the pretzels are gone. Jeez. Yeah. They were basically name dropping themselves.
Full size. It's like one of those things that that's how you know that somebody made it. You know, and we talked about this the other day. But there's just certain things. You know, you go back to your childhood. You're like. You ever go to your friend's house and they're like, hey, man, you want another juice box? And you're like, wait, what?
You can have more than one.
I can have two?
You can have two?
No. I can have both Pop-Tarts from the package? No. You can't do that.
Well, considering it's only 6:25 in the morning, we've already got donuts, orange juice, coffee, these pretzels out here. It's going to be a food-filled morning out here at Publix. If you want to stop by, say hi, get your groceries for the weekend, be efficient with your time this morning, come on out and see us. It's 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. Now, the Falcons, of course, we know, are taking on the Patriots this weekend. We're kind of previewing the game on this Falcons Friday. I want to play some audio from Zach Robinson as they get ready for this game this weekend. He was talking about his scouting report on the Patriots defense.
They're just really sound across the board. They've got, you know, talent at all three levels. You look at the interior part of the defensive lines, the edges. They've got really good players across the board. So we know we'll be in for a great challenge. Our guys will be fired up, like I said, ready to roll, but they just play very fundamentally sound. They don't get beat, and so we know we're going to have to out-execute them. It's going to be an execution game because they're not showing too many different looks, different than some of the teams we played. You kind of have a good understanding. They'll mix up their looks, of course, like any defense, but it does come down to just straight execution and who out executes on both sides of the ball.
Let's do a drill, Mike. I'm gonna go through each level of the defense and name the player that could worry me the most.
Okay.
And then I want you to do it, and let's see if we land on the same people.
Okay.
Milton Williams, front.
I'm gonna go with Christian Barmore. Okay. I think he's got a higher pass rush win percentage probably, so he's been pretty terrifying in that aspect.
And Milton Williams worries me in the interior that if we don't play. If we're not physical enough up there with some of those guys, can he make us pay?
Yeah.
Robert Spillane.
Can I count an outside linebacker? Can I give you Clavon Chaisson?
Yeah, that's I consider that. I'll consider that. Yeah.
He's got 4.5 sacks this year. The combination of him and Christian Barmore absolutely terrifies me. I know that he can play off the ball, but most of the time he's on. So, yeah, I'll go back at the second level. I'll give you the outside linebacker, Clavon Chaisson.
Yeah, and I use Spillane because I saw him moving everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think he looked very very quick. Now, he was playing the Browns offense. So.
Who do you think he's most like on our defense? Because you obviously can't say Divine Diablo anymore, but he's definitely like that guy. Like he's the one they're kind of leaning on at all times.
Well, I think he's plays that role in their defense. I think Christian Ellis plays more of a role when he's out there, kind of like his brother. Caden, which is funny.
It is.
This one's harder. I think their secondary is good, but I think their secondary is better because of the front seven. I'm going to go with Christian Gonzalez. I don't know who else I really go with.
I'm glad you said that because name recognition, I think Christian Gonzalez, but I've actually been watching and I think Carlton Davis is playing better right now.
Well, I was never overly impressed with Carlton Davis in Tampa.
In Tampa, I agree. I'm on the same page.
But I do think he might have had his best season of his career last year in Detroit.
He's just playing really efficiently right now. He's got 26 tackles, 2 PBUs, and a quarterback hit on the year. I'm with you. Like I look at Christian Gonzalez, and I'm like, I automatically watch him because he's obviously a name, you know, first-round pick just a couple of years ago. There's a lot of expectations for a guy like that. I think you have to pay attention to him. But I also think there's a lot being put on Carlton Davis inside of this defense. And he is a, what now, eighth-year player. He's a veteran. And I think he's playing at a pretty high level, as are most all the guys they have back in the secondary. And I know there's been a lot to be desired about their past defense. But I do think Carlton Davis has had a pretty good year.
Well, we know there's been a lot of pressure on Zach Robinson going into this weekend. There's been a lot of conversation surrounding him and his offense. If you are Zach and you are taking the team to New England, what is your game plan this weekend?
Dude, don't even ask me because I'm just throwing – I'm throwing everything out. No, I think there's two different questions. First of all, what would I do and what do I think Zach is going to do? I think Zach is probably going to have to put in more misdirection.
Well, she actually, now, what you would do though, if you were Zach.
Well, what I would do is I would add in first of all some pin and pull concepts more than we have, and I'm not talking about gap scheme plays or power or anything like that, pulling guards. I just mean simply the plays we've seen once every few games in the past, where you have a Drake London that'll block down on an edge player and allow Jake Matthews to get outside of him. You know what I mean? I think that's the simplest, and I know that that's already in the game plan. I know we've run – I think we ran power or counter one time this year. We ran one counter, so I know that that's in there as well. But it hasn't really presented itself as an opportunity. Yeah, I mean, I would go back and try to attack the perimeter because obviously that, you know, gets this defense off balance and, you know, allows you to do some different things. It can happen on the backside. I would get a pass early to Charlie Warner. I would put him in kind of that jump set where he's in shotgun with Michael Penix, and I would leak him up through the A-gaps out of the backfield when they bring those double A-gap mug type looks, and I would get a ball to him early just to let people know and put this defense on notice that that is a possibility. And so that's the first two things I'd lead with. The third thing is I'd run a freaking bootleg or some type of play-action pass, and I would have the running back, whoever's back there, attack the line of scrimmage, not this – I'm counterstepping this way. Nobody believes me, but that's okay because we ran a play-action pass. Nobody believed you last week. Ran two of them. Nobody believed you, all right? You did hit a couple of big plays. One was a pass interference. One was a big play early to Kyle Pitts, but it wasn't believable, and I think you get a lot more success if you go out and try to do some more of that.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
There's a play we used to run a lot. I feel like a lot when Matt and Julio were there early in games. And you would line up Julio, and he would kind of start out and then break in on like an inside break in a little slant, right? First play of the game, I'm throwing it. No, not well. Let me refer. The look has to present itself, right? You have to put a little bit of trust in Penix. But I need that to Kyle Pitts ASAP. And the reason is, for one, I got him running away from guys. I'm throwing to the interior in the middle of the field. And I think that's a route that if the throw's accurate and if he's physical at the top of the route and wins, he might run away from somebody depending on if they kind of load up. I think it's got to be a first down play where they're trying to kind of bring extra. Now again, like it's one of those plays. I am adding the shallow drag route will have a huge comeback if I'm on play Sunday, because I've got it. The problem that we've gotten, and I think that we've played almost too much to what we want, what our players feel comfortable doing, which is wide zone, not throwing the ball in the middle of the field, all this kind of. You got to look. We can blame coaches all we want, and I think a significant amount of blame goes to the coaches, but at some point in time, the players got to be responsible for what they put on film too, okay? And if they're not being physical enough up front, they're. Yeah, it helps when guys don't know it's coming, but at some point, everybody knows on third and fourth and short what the Bills are going to do, and they line up anyways and blow you off the ball and get the first down. Right, I'm not going to do the Eagles because that goes in a whole other conversation. At some point, you got to line up and say, "I'm going to beat your ass because you're the guy across from me," and it's got to be in all facets of the game. But I need to bring back to this offense or to it. The things that we don't do for whatever reason, and it almost seems like it's because we're not comfortable. And I can't get over the comment that Chris Lindstrom made to you and Dylan at training camp when he was I think Dylan asked, but I can't remember, about doing different things. And right, well, we do what we're good at.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I think you do what you're comfortable at, and you don't want to do what you're uncomfortable at. It's you got to start being comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Yeah, you got to rip the Band-Aid off, but I think that he – I don't blame him for making that comment. And the question was, what have you been working on this offseason? And it was, hey, I've been working on wide zone. That's what we do. You know, that's what we're comfortable with. That's what we do. I've been trying to get better at that, and I'm sitting there going, okay. I mean, that's fine. I understand that. And I think there's – you know, listen, that's why he's made his money. That's why he gets paid $20 million a year is throwing wide zone. But I do think, you know, that he needs to be more involved out in space. And that's – they've started to utilize him in the screen game. To go back to your comment about middle of the field, we've got to design a screen that attacks the middle of the field. Like, I'm so sick of the Bijan off-tackle screens, throwing out to Kyle Pitts with a couple of blocker screens. Like, these perimeter screens are fine, and they have their place, but a three count in the middle where Bijan runs through the A-gap and then turns around and gets the ball after a three count or something along those lines, we could easily implement that, and then a guy like Chris Lindstrom, who is athletic and is 305 pounds, can get out in space up on a safety and really go to work.
They got to get Darnell Mooney the ball running away from people too. He is like, literally when he came here, we watched film, and everybody wants to talk about he can stretch the field and he can put pressure on the defense deep. Mike and I watched him, and we came away with, there's your yak guy right there. You know, Drake London shouldn't be leading the team in yak, all right? He just shouldn't. And that's not a knock on Drake. But when you have the guy like Darnell Mooney, and I think Bijan might lead the team in yak, to be honest with you, but the reality is that Darnell Mooney needs to have better. And they've got to get him involved. Just like they make a – you know, we make all this effort to get Kyle Pitts involved. I need to make an effort to get Darnell Mooney the ball either running away from people or in his hand where he can make something happen instead of, you know, 40 yards down the field.
Well, we're going to be breaking down this game for Falcons Friday all morning long. I do want to remind you that tomorrow, noon to 2, you can join me at Lusop Kia Incoming as we are getting ready for Sunday's game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. That's that 50-inch 4K smart TV you hear me talking about all the time. Someone else will take home tickets to an upcoming home game, and that is, again, tomorrow, noon to 2, at Lusop Kia Incoming. Coming up next, it is a big weekend for college football. We're going to get into some of those games, and we got my Mac drop. Got a few things to settle. Mike and Bo will be the defendants and have to plead their case in candy court. That is next with the morning shift live from Publix Indicator on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.